This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Japanese corporate culture, an obeya is a war room of sorts for decision-making. Pope Francis acknowledged publicly that priests and bishops have sexually abused nuns in the past. Donald Trump has spent at least 218 days of his presidency at one of his properties, with 78 of those days spent at Mar-a-Lago. Government accounting office says the minimum estimate is over $4 million per trip. Deaths have outpaced births for several years in Japan. The country's population shrank by close to 1 million people from 2010 to 2015. Only about 5% of Americans 16 or older now hunt, half of the number who did 50 years ago. National Opinion Research Survey found that 85% of Americans define the American dream as freedom of choice in how to live, and 83% said a good family life. Only 16% thought being wealthy was part of it. Only 43% thought they had to do better than their parents. And just 49% thought having a successful career was key. New study commissioned by Tariffs Hurt the Heartland, a group fighting President Donald Trump's tariff moves, estimates that an expanded trade war could result in a net loss of 2.2 million jobs. A bill was introduced in Arkansas to require landlords to keep their apartments habitable. Arkansas is the only state in the union without such a requirement. France recalled its ambassador to Italy after the populist government in Rome publicly aligned itself with the protesters attempting to topple President Emmanuel Macron. There's dissension within the British labor movement over whether or not some unions are making side deals with the government on Brexit. British Competition and Markets Authority is cracking down on travel websites for misleading claims about the popularity of rooms and claims that other customers are looking at the dates when they are not. Between 1970 and 2016, 500 newspapers went out of business. Between 2007 and April 2018, a third of the largest U.S. papers reported layoffs, as did a quarter of the digital native news sites. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.